the Blog Talk listeners. Radio. We welcome you from all over the United States, and the ones that we're getting from right now out in England. I've gotten a couple of messages from people in England, and very nice people, and keep them coming. We love hearing from you. I heard from a lady last week from Paulsboro, New Jersey, that actually checked out a chiropractor for the first time, and things worked out pretty well. And Holistic Lifestyles Radio is all about that. It's about carrying a message that, you know, you might not necessarily catch out in the mainstream life. And what we're here to be able to do is talk about alternative approaches to life. You know, alternative approaches can be a 12-step organization. It can be a vegan. It could be a person that is a DO. It could, you know, alternative lifestyles there's a lot of different alternative lifestyles out there. And, you know, we like to incorporate all of them here. You know, we have a golden opportunity to be able to carry a message of hope and be able to send people a message that is as pure as we can possibly make it. And, you know, the overall big picture of the Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show and Holistic Lifestyle Radio.com is to make sure that people are aware of events that are happening around the country and here locally in South Florida. One of the biggest events coming up, and I want to make a point right now to talk about Rally for Recovery. Rally for Recovery is an event that has been, let's put it like this, they've been working diligently for the last several months to make this possible for people in South Florida to literally have a great time and show their support for their recovery in September, which it is now September 1st. The Rally for Recovery is supporting the month of September, which is, of course, Recovery Month. And we have some folks that are going to be with us here in a couple of minutes that are going to talk to us about Recovery Month and what that means and, you know, how it stands out and how people that might not necessarily be addicts or alcoholics, people that might have other issues, can also come to these events and see that, guess what, people do recover from hopeless states of mind and body, that we do have fun, we are not a glum lot, and we get to hang out and listen to great music, laugh, eat good food, and of course, do a walk before we do all of that so we don't gain any more weight. So what we're here to be able to talk about today is Rally for Recovery and InTheRooms.com. Both of these entities are, in my opinion, as a recovering person, important for me to have in my life because a social network does not, you know, take away the 12-step program that I might go to. That interaction of face-to-face, getting a hug, how's your day? But let me tell you something. When at the end of the day at 11 o'clock at night and you can't sleep and you're sitting there and you jump online and there's 10 other people all having a chat in a meeting room, let me tell you, it definitely is an asset. And it's an asset not just to newcomers, and it's an asset to, of course, people that have multiple years. You know, one of the things that I was talking with Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts. I had him on the show last week, and if you were listening, one of the things he said that is as you start to maintain more recovery, and Leo is like 32 years, you get bored. So this is one of those places where you can go and have fun, and you're not bored. You're online. You're doing your thing. And by the way, you know, when you have rallies for recovery, how can you be bored? We're going to end with this before we go to our break, and when we come back, we're going to have RT and Kenny P from In The Rooms with us, but I'm going to let you know that Rally for Recovery and Holistic Lifestyles Radio will be broadcasting live, and of course, Kenny P and RT and of course, the Rally for Recovery are going to be aired on WNN 1470 AM. From 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 5. So you can hang out and listen to the show. I ask you to come down in person to meet us. We're going to give some giveaways and have some fun, give out some T-shirts, do our thing. But the most important thing is we want to let people know in South Florida that the fun that you're going to hear is the fun that people have when they are in recovery. We'll be back right after this message.
Very good. The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. September is National Recovery Month, and there'll be events all across the nation celebrating freedom from drug and alcohol addiction. We're going to be having one of the largest events in the country right here in South Florida on September 12th in Bicentennial Park in Miami, located on beautiful Biscayne Bay. InTheRooms.com is sponsoring a 5K walk, festival, and concert featuring Richie Supa, formerly of Aerosmith, along with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend Eric Burdon and the Animals. The day begins at 8:30 a.m. with the walk and wraps up in the afternoon with some incredible music. Join us for a fun-filled celebration of recovery, Saturday, September 12th, the Rally for Recovery. For information, go online to rallyforrecovery.org. That's rallyforrecovery.org. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right. Welcome back to the show. And you know something? We were just sitting here. You know, I can't wait for the, of course, Rally for Recovery, because we're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of giveaways. We're going to be giving away Holistic Health magazines while we're there. And, of course, you're going to be able to see the magazine. If you haven't already, you'll see it for the first time. We have the International Tennis Championship on the cover. And they're talking about the youth of America starting out as young lads and ladies in the tennis championship world, and they're doing the junior events, and they have been over the last couple of months, and they're coming up on the finals, and there's no coincidences that the magazine was kind of made that way. Huh? So we're here with RT. We're here with Kenny P. How you guys doing today?
Great.
Great.
It's always a pleasure to see your smiling faces.
Great being here.
So let me ask you, how is the preceding event taking place and unfolding? Are you guys getting insane yet?
Insane, no, but we're coming down to the end, to the wire. Like I was just telling somebody, everything seems to be in place for the rally. We just got the police in order, the medical services are in order, the course is done. We have 38 sponsor tents that are going to be there with different sponsors, really 40 because two of them are big ones, 10 by 20s rather than 10 by 10s. We have great food that's going to be there. We have Greek food. We have Caribbean food. We have Mexican food. Vendors going to be there, not just the regular old hot dogs and arepas. We have our concert lineup already intact, ready to go.
Go over that a little bit with us.
Yeah, we're going to start out the day after the walk. The 5K walk starts at 9 a.m., come back. We're getting a couple proclamations from the City of Miami Mayor's Office and Miami-Dade County's Mayor's Office, Rally for Recovery Day, which is very nice that we're recognized by the county and the city. Then we're going to have an all-day festival, like I said, with all the different sponsorship tents, and we're going to have free massages out there, a massage tent with four massage chairs and a massage therapist. We're going to have great food, but most of all, we're going to have a great day of music. And it starts out when we're coming off of the walk, Rhythm Flow starts the day, and that's a spiritual drum circle. Friends of ours in recovery, they will take you to a place you've never been before spiritually.
Beautiful.
And it's going to soothe everyone, get them calmed down after the walk while they have their snack. And after that, we have Aces Up Kings, which is a local recovery band, cover band. They play great music from all the bands you know of. Coming on next is sober singer Kristen Capriello, and she plays an acoustical guitar that's mic'd and also is accompanied by an electric violinist.
Wow. That's
then
great. It's good stuff.
Richie Supa from Aerosmith fame is on. And Richie, you know, he's one of our great friends. He wrote In the Rooms, our theme song, and really an anthem for recovery, and won the Prism Award in 2009 for Song of the Year. And he's playing with Ricky Bird, and Ricky Bird is the lead guitarist for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Wow.
And he wrote, I Love Rock and Roll, and they're going to be singing it together, and they're backed up by a hot band called the Hep Cat Boo Daddies.
What's going on with Richie Supa, when his line of music, I guess there's Amazing, he did a bunch of stuff for Aerosmith. What were some of the songs he used?
Well, he did Pink, he did Amazing. I mean, he did a bunch of their songs, and he's going to be performing them with the Hep Cat Boo Daddies and Ricky Bird.
Wow, man.
I mean, I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be a great day out there.
And then, of course, we got Mr. Burden coming in, right, with the Animals.
We have Eric Burden and the Animals. For those of you too young to remember, he is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He has 25 top 40 hits.
Why don't you sing some of them for him?
Yes. The House of the Rising Sun. He has songs everyone's going to recognize. They've been in movies. They've been on gold albums. But he's coming to finish out the day, and we're really excited about that.
You know, it's a great day when you can have all of those people in one place with recovering addicts and alcoholics, and nobody goes to jail. It's a beautiful thing.
Hopefully.
Beautiful thing. Hopefully.
Yeah. You know, the whole idea of this is we want people to come out there with their blankets, their lawn chairs. Mm-hmm. We want them to stretch out, enjoy the day. We want it to be a vision of hope and to celebrate our recovery. That's what we're looking for.
And bringing that up, Kenny, what's September all about, Recovery Month? What is that all about?
You know, it was Recovery Month has got events all across the country. It started, I think, with the Brooklyn Bridge Walk last year. They got 5,000 people to cross the Brooklyn Bridge. And that's why we heard about it up at a Parity Bill party up in D.C., and we heard that they did this last year, and we said, well, what's taking place? We heard about all these events all across the country. What's happening in South Florida? And there wasn't really much of anything in South Florida. So Ronnie and I looked at each other and figured, you know what, this is something that we can do. And thankfully, the community, for the most part, responded, and you could tell by the number of vendors that we have that they're coming out, and we're supporting what recovery looks like. You know, that we are mainstream people. We're the doctors, lawyers, PTA moms and dads. We're not the guy in the park with the paper sack around his beer can. We are people that are mainstream, and this is really what we're looking to do, is to put a positive face on what recovery looks like. So September, all over the country, there are events scheduled for, a lot of them are on this day, September 12th.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day of unity. However, there's some other events across the country on different dates. We just think it's great if we can get out there and have as many people show up and cross over that bridge. We've got T-shirts that we're giving away to everybody that walks. Everybody that crosses over that bridge in a different colored T-shirt, it just, I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be a spectacular vision.
And can, RT, what do you think that the structure is going to be able to hold? I mean, can you hold 5, 10, 15,000? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, the park can hold 45,000.
There you go, baby.
It's 29.
There's our cap limit we're looking for.
We're looking for growth in the future. It's on Biscayne Bay, for one thing, facing the cruise ships, right next to the American Airlines Arena.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful setting. There's going to be a great breeze coming off of the bay. We have an area there. It's all on beautiful green grass. Like Kenny said, bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets, come and stay for the day. It's a family event. We're going to have a lot of young people walking with us. We're going to have a lot of middle-aged people walking with us. We're going to have, we want to show that recovery is not the old guy sleeping under the bridge that people really have a vision of. We are real, responsible, spiritual members of society that can be looked upon as friends and family. So we want everyone to come out there and just party. Learn how to party without chemicals. We do it all the time. People think we're crazy because we laugh so much, but we're clean and sober.
And it brings up a very interesting point, because In the Rooms, which you guys are the founders of, InTheRooms.com, which is a social website for people in recovery, for people that deal with 12-step approaches, you're sitting here and you're talking about the one aspect of the drug and alcohol approach to 12 steps, but there's so many other programs that can, like, enjoy this. You know, people from Al-Anon, people from Narcanon, and people from OA and CA, and, you know, all of the A's can come and enjoy a rally like this, because it is about recovery, correct?
Absolutely. We want everybody out there. Listen, I've talked with people that they're not in recovery themselves, but they are just very supportive of what we're doing, and they want to come out there and support us. People that are just into walking or running, you know, this is the first event of the year, really. So come on out and support us. We want to make a real statement with this walk and this event.
And in the end, when you finally decided, because here's the amazing part, folks, if you're listening, they decided October of last year to, hey, you know something? Why don't we put together InTheRooms.com? Now, I think it took about 2 years to get to that point. They made the decision a couple of years before, but it actually went live last October. From October until now, there's 40,000 plus people that are poor, you know.
45.
Now it's
45,000.
45,000. That's from them. That's from all those radio commercials I'm doing. Bottom line is, it's 45,000 people, and it's growing. It's a social website, InTheRooms.com. If you have not gone there, go there and check it out. Most incredible thing to be able to actually be in contact. I click on and put in somebody's name, and they pop up. And they can. I know people from all over the country, and people from all over the country are becoming involved with this. And here's the amazing part, even people internationally. So what, in the end of the October launch, what were you guys thinking? You had to be twisting your hands saying, well, it's, you know, it's up to God. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Well, that's what the whole journey's been about. Really, it's been one door opening, and then another one opens, and another one opens. We really haven't forced it, but we launched in October. We weren't supposed to launch in October. We were supposed to launch in January 2009, but we asked a few alcoholics and addicts to test it out, to don't tell anybody, and within a week, hundreds of people were asking to be testers. So we just launched it, and we never looked back. Our first event, actually, that we went outside, that we really saw what this was going to take off was at the beginning of November last year, was the 12-Step Music Fest, Rich and Dawn's 12-Step Music Fest. We were one of the sponsors, which just happened by the grace of God also. And we went there, and we were just embraced by the recovery community with open arms. And we knew, and I'll tell you, we were saying, God, we're going to get to 10,000 years of recovery on this site, you know, soon. And we just went over 130,000 years of recovery.
Wow, amazing. That's amazing. So, there's a counter. If you haven't been there, go there, innerrooms.com. There's a counter there that actually counts. Anybody new that's joining, it incorporates their time into that big number.
That's right. So it was great. So we haven't looked back when we've been... We're getting about 200 sign-ups a day now, new members. It's just incredible, and it is international. We have 50 countries on our site, from Kathmandu. I mean, I'll tell you.
Isn't that a bar?
I think it was a bar.
It's a Bob Seger
song. You know, 50 different countries, not including the United States, and more and more. And those people really need it more than us because they're not as fortunate as us. A lot of countries, they don't have 250 meetings a week to choose from. They might have one meeting a week that's 80 miles away, but they can go on intherooms.com 24/7, listen to a speaker tape, get in a chat room. We have four ways to message, from private messaging to instant messaging to comments and status feeds. You get around our site, you'll have recovery.
Yeah, and it's funny. You got newsletters, you got blogs, you got all kinds of stuff on it. It was amazing. I actually, you know, like took, you know, some time, which I don't got a whole lot of anymore, but I took the time and I sat with it for about an hour and went to a meeting, actually checked out a meeting, went to the chat room and had a chat, and then went and read the blogs. By the way, we appreciate the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and Holistic Health Magazine. Appreciate the blog that you wrote about us. We appreciate that. But it was all there, and it was like very easy to navigate. It wasn't difficult. You know, you weren't trying to figure out how this works and how that works. It was just really flowed together. It was a great, great thing. Now, when you decided that you were going to launch, and you had told the couple of people, recovering people, and for people that aren't in recovery, I'm going to explain this to you. If you are in a room with some recovering people and you say, don't say anything, within 20 minutes, 3,000 people know it. So because of that, what I'm going to say right now before we go to our break is Rally for Recovery is on September the 12th, 2009, but don't tell anybody. Don't say anything to anybody, okay? Shh, don't say nothing. We'll be back right after this message.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. on September 12th in therooms.com and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show will be broadcasting live from the Rally for Recovery at Bicentennial Park in Miami, located on beautiful Biscayne Bay. If you didn't know, September is National Recovery Month, and there'll be events all across the nation celebrating freedom from drug and alcohol addiction. And we're going to have one of the largest events in the country right here in South Florida. Tune in to AM 1470 or listen to the live stream on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com starting at 1 p.m. on September 12th. The show goes until 5 p.m. A tax-free donation for the walk-in concert is only $9. Proceeds for the event will fund drug and alcohol education and awareness. Registration available at rallyforrecovery.org. Sign up now. Go online to rallyforrecovery.org. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right. Welcome back to the show, the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles radio show. And we're here live with Kenny P. and RT from intherooms.com, In the Rooms, and also the promoters and the guys that took the bull by the horns and made the event Rally for Recovery happen. You can find out more information by going to rallyforrecovery.com. I have a gentleman on the line right now that you guys both might know, a gentleman named John Giordano. John, you there with us?
Hey, guys.
John, how are you?
All right, Kenny. Hi, JD. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, listen, we wanted to bring you on, John. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Rally for Recovery. You know, you're going to be – I know that G&G Holistic is going to be down there. You guys are going to be hanging out. And wanted to talk to you about how having fun in recovery is an important and vital part of becoming, you know, a productive member of society. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Well, you know, what Kenny and I'm doing is really, really great because it's bringing the community together. It's showing that recovery works, and we're supposed to have fun. Who the heck wants to be in recovery if you're miserable?
Absolutely.
That's why we were using it, because we were miserable.
And we got the 5K walk before that, so we can get healthy before we have all that fun, right?
Well, a little exercise never hurt, because first of all, when you exercise, you oxygenate your brain, and that's why you get that runner's high.
So John, I love the fact that, you know, you know, when we talk about recovery with John Giordano, you know, we talk about how it's the whole approach. It's not just about from the neck up. And the whole approach means a multitude of things like exercise, like, you know, going to good events, listening to good music, you know, eating good food. Doing all of those things as a whole is what recovery, and not just recovery, but, you know, people in general like to do, wouldn't you agree, and have to do to maintain some kind of, you know, some kind of healthy lifestyle?
Well, in order for us to increase our numbers and lessen our relapse rates, we have to, you know, we ask the clients to do something different, because if you keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity. So when I talk to therapists and when I talk to other treatment centers, I say, maybe we have to take a look at this and look at a different approach. And there's a big conference coming up in April, and I think, Kenny, you guys are going to be there. It's all about change and how we could change the way they do treatment.
And where's
that? That includes going to AA, that includes eating properly, that includes exercise, hyperbaric medicine to help heal the cells in the brain, nutrition, nutraceuticals, as a building block for neurotransmitters. I mean, there's so much to the human being. It's not just one thing. It's like a mosaic, and that's what recovery is really about. And having fun is paramount, so what Kenny and them are doing is excellent, because it really helps the community to see, hey, there's a lot of us out there, and we are doing our best to stay clean and sober.
And Johnny, I know you have worked diligently, you know, for, you know, almost 25, over 25 years now, correct, in helping people?
Going on 25.
Going on 25. it's a beautiful thing. When do you hit that 25 mark?
December 4th.
We're going to have you on with a cake. You know, John, we are looking forward to, of course, seeing G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program down there at the Rally for Recovery. And want to take some time. If you're going to be in town, I don't think you are. I think you're going to be out of town at that time.
I'm lecturing out in Cape Cod and
nice.
A couple other places.
So you're going to
we'll be there, but we're going to have our representatives there.
So you're bringing us back some lobsters, is what you're saying.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Some clam chowder.
Some clam chowder. Yeah. Hey, you know, I love the new oxygen therapy that you guys are doing down there.
It's incredible. We got scientists from. We just had a scientist down here from up north, and he was the one that was up for the Nobel laureate.
Mm-hmm.
He won the Linus Pauling Award. He works for California State University, which is the largest university in the country. And he's one of the head researchers. And he was down here for 5 days with us, helping us to put together instruments, in other words, to gather information on the things that we're doing, what works, what doesn't work, they want to write a paper with us. And also, Kenneth Blum is coming down. He was he's the one that found the D2 receptor site for the addiction gene, who's now currently going to be working with Mark Gold up in Gainesville, and they want to do a paper with us as well. So there's a lot of movement in changing the way treatment's done.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And one other thing I want to talk to you about is the event. You had mentioned the event. When is that event? In April, you said?
Oh, yeah, that's in April, April 28th. It's in Las Vegas. And we're going to have recovery meetings. We're going to have dancers that are, you know, sober dancers. And I'm going to be doing a karate show there also besides I'm the keynote lecturer. They're going to have 36 speakers from around the country. These are all the top scientists and psychologists and psychiatrists from everywhere, Harvard, Berkeley, UCLA, all on holistic approaches to addiction that are evidence-based, not just stuff that people say work.
You said it's in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, it's on Las Vegas and the Palms Hotel. And we're combining us with foundations. And they're one of the largest event throwers. So they threw about 30 events so far in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And we're combining forces with that. And the Alliance, who's another California organization, that are all these holistic practitioners.
Mm. And I just wanted to let you know, Kenny P. just ran out of the room to pack his bag. So I think Kenny said he's going to go.
Okay. Absolutely. He's a quick study.
He's a quick study. Actually, a reason I wanted to kind of bring you on is to let people know, you know, that, you know, we are not a glum lot, and, you know, part of being healthy and having a whole body approach towards our recovery on a daily basis is not to be, you know, sitting locked up in our house with a remote control.
Yeah. Well, most addicts and alcoholics die from unrelated diseases to addiction, or related diseases to addiction, such as diabetes they get stroke, heart attack, we have obesity, they have lung cancer because a lot of them smoke cigarettes, and on and on and on and on, and it's a shame because what you do is if you're smoking cigarettes and you're not eating right and you're not taking care of your body, you're only changing seats in the Titanic.
Right.
All right, so you quit drugs and alcohol, now you move to the back of the boat, and now you're getting obese, and now you're getting lung poisoning or lung cancer, and you're going to die from that. I mean, there's enough things you could die from. You don't have to make it self-inflicted.
And, Kenny, you wanted to say something.
No, I just wanted to thank John. John's coming out with, what are you bringing out, 75 of your patients for the Rally for Recovery, John?
Yes.
Fantastic. I mean, that's it. We just need more people like John to step forward and bring out their patients. And we want to show these people that, hey, we have a damn good time in recovery.
Well, you know what? You need to support each other, because if you don't support each other, what else are we going to do?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I am glad that you spent some time with us, John. We're looking forward to, of course, we've been working with Adam Fuller from G&G and, of course, yourself and some other folks down there about getting ready for this, you know, this event coming up in April. And we're going to make sure that we're going to scream it to the tops of the mountains, and we're going to make sure that people are aware of it. Think it's important. We love you big time, John.
We love you guys. Love you, Kenny. Love you guys. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, John.
All right,
take care.
Man.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
John Jay. What a guy. So what do you think, RT?
Thank you, John. I know he's not on, but he's going to be up in Cape Cod, he said, lecturing. Actually, we're going to have a booth at Cape Cod the same day that we're having our rally for recovery here. So if you're up in the Cape Cod area, you want to sign up for intherooms.com. It's free. You can go see our representatives there. We'll also have a booth at the Brooklyn Bridge Walk for Recovery in New York. Right after the walk, there's going to be a festival and a concert with Smokey Robinson, actually, like ours. Mm-hmm. And we have a booth there, intherooms.com. A lot of our representatives will be there signing people up for free, giving out all kinds of goodies. So come and visit us there in New York City if you can't make it to Miami and the Rally for Recovery here.
And if it was January, everybody would be coming to Miami.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's right.
January month, recovery month, would be Miami bound. You know something, we're all happy that this is all taking place, and we want it to be safe. We want it to be a sober, clean event where people don't have to worry about anything but, you know, living and loving life and hanging out, listening to good music, having a good time, enjoying themselves and seeing others enjoy others. And, you know, I believe that that's what my God, you can call higher power, you can call whatever you want. You know, I was told at the very beginning, there was a guy named Russell. He said, listen, if you pick a doorknob, it's probably going to turn on you. So for me, the God of my understanding is God of the universe, and he takes care of me, and he takes care of me with giving me strength and by giving me great friends around me to be able to help me walk through my daily life. And intherooms.com helps us in just so many ways to be able to add to what our foundations are. It's just another tool like John was talking about. You know, when you're talking about, you know, taking vitamins and, you know, getting healthy and, you know, being spiritually fit and doing all of those things, well, we have to have tools. It might be reading for some of us. It might be calling our sponsors. It might be chatting with somebody at a meeting after a meeting that's a newcomer, whatever it may be. Well, they're all different tools in the toolbox of life. Well, what, you know, intherooms.com does is it gives us a multitude of extra tools that we have between us and any insane thinking, or worse yet, picking up that drink or that drug. Because ultimately, one day at a time, mad, glad, or sad, all of these are great things, but mad, glad, or sad, we don't get to pick that first one up, no matter what. And what do we do to be happy, joyous, and free as we're going through it? Well, we got to go through the steps. That's the first thing. And that, you know, with a sponsor. But most importantly, we have to start doing spiritually fit and fun things. And through that, when life's garbage is thrown at you, because life is going to be life, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you thought, and you guys, I'm a baby in the crowd here. You guys have been around a lot longer than I have. I'm sure you've gone through your trials and tribulations, correct?
Oh. Life's been up and down, but for the most part been fantastic. We know one thing. Over the past 26 years of my recovery,
mm-hmm.
No matter what I went through, births, deaths, changes in employment and jobs and financial situations, you do not have to pick up.
And Kenny, do you know that the love that surrounded you at the very beginning has only grown intenser?
Absolutely.
And with more intense, with more people around you? And what is that? You know, and that doesn't count in therooms.com. That's just even 40,000 more people, 45,000 more people that you guys have around you now. But I'm talking about your personal nucleus of people that keep you and help you to maintain a road to recovery every
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Listen, I got clean down in 1982. By the way, this is September is Recovery Month. It's also RT's recovery birthday. He's coming up on his 26s now.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Well, actually, I wanted to make an announcement about that, because when we're doing it live from Rally for Recovery, we're going to be there with a remote truck. And the, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio show will be going live from 1 until 5. And during that time period, we're going to bring RT up, and we're going to set a cake on fire. And we're going to have him see if he can blow it out or not. But we're definitely going to celebrate his anniversary day there at the event, and we're looking forward to that. And as you were saying?
No, I was just saying that, you know, when I got clean back in 1982, we felt, when we came in, we felt like we were needed. We were embraced by addicts. They were happy to see us walk in the door because they needed us. There weren't that many of us back then, not in recovery anyway. There were a lot of people that needed to be. And I think we lost that to a certain extent, you know, that feeling of if I don't show up at a meeting, well, I could be at any of hundreds of other meetings at the same time. Back then, if I didn't show up at a meeting, my phone, back then in the days of tape machines, I had all these messages. Where are you? You okay? I think we're missing out on that today. You know, although, you know, the meetings are great that you can go to one any hour of the day, I think that closeness that we had, where we all went out at the same restaurant afterwards, or we would meet up and get totally sick, you know, at the Denny's or Wags or Casey Cagney's, as we used to go to.
Lester's, too, over there.
Lester's Diner, absolutely, and tell these stories, and everybody had to outdo the next. But we had a ball doing that, and those were some of the most special times of my life, and I hope that people are getting that. I don't know how much of it they're getting. I know after my home group, everybody goes out their own different ways, but I think that's something that's been lacking, is that the feeling for the newcomer seems to have waned a little bit, although the fellowships are certainly growing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something that we've missed out on a little bit.
So this event you're in is really like a rekindling of that for you.
Absolutely. Well, that's, I think every convention is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we all get together and we get to see those numbers, I don't know about you, but when I'm in a circle at the end of especially a big meeting, after the banquet, the speaker meeting at a convention, and everybody gets together and says either the Lord's Prayer or the Serenity Prayer at the same exact moment.
It's amazing.
It's the most powerful sound I think I've ever heard. And that's something that's very special, because it's again, it's the unity that we all are in. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it's, have you ever been at an event, you know, like I've been at several different international conferences where they have done the Amazing Grace, where they've all held hands and sung Amazing Grace. And the first time it happened to me, I'll tell you what, I cried like a baby. It was amazing. It was like it just touched my heart to the point where it was like, you know, and I was standing there with some guys that were like, you know, five-time losers, ex-felons. These guys were like hardcore dudes out in the street. And here they were just loving, caring, nurturing people today. Amazing stuff. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more to, of course, Kenny and RT from In the Rooms, intherooms.com and Rally for Recovery. We'll be back right after this message.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth. even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. September is National Recovery Month, and there'll be events all across the nation celebrating freedom from drug and alcohol addiction. We're going to be having one of the largest events in the country right here in South Florida on September 12th in Bicentennial Park in Miami, located on beautiful Biscayne Bay. InTheRooms.com is sponsored a 5K walk, festival, and concert featuring Richie Supa, formerly of Aerosmith, along with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend Eric Burdon and the Animals. The day begins at 8:30 a.m. with the walk and wraps up in the afternoon with some incredible music. Join us for a fun-filled celebration of recovery, Saturday, September 12th, the Rally for Recovery. For information, go online to rallyforrecovery.org. That's rallyforrecovery.org. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And, of course, we are back with InTheRooms.com and Rally for Recovery. And most importantly, we are back with a mission, and that mission is to carry hope to people that might be hopeless today. And if you are driving down the street and you have a family member, you have a friend, or you have a loved one that is hurting and you don't know what to do, you're scared, you know, you're scared for their health, their mental well-being, well, there is help, and you can go to many, many places, and one of those places is intherooms.com, and you can actually click on recovery centers, and you can actually find recovery centers in your area close to you that are able to help. You know, we have a battery of different sponsors here for the Holistic Lifestyles radio show, you know, that are able to help also, and if you listen closely to some of the messages that are played while we take these breaks, they are the people that make this show possible. They are the people that say, you know something, John, we love what you guys are doing, and we want to support it and make sure that your message is carried. And through that process, we're able to help other people. And events like this, it's like when you sit down and you can formulate a positive spider web of life, that's what we want to start to commence. From the center point at, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles radio show is WNN 1470, which is also a very supportive in our message. And through that message, we're able to meet beautiful people like RT and Kenny and John Giordano and all of the other folks that you know, we have ran into in our walk in life. And that, my friends, in my opinion, is worth any financial success that I ever accumulated when I was drinking and drugging. So with that, what are you guys planning on doing on the on that day to keep your level of, because you guys took on the bull. You know, you guys got the bull by the horns here. You're going to have some things to deal with that day. And how do you think, I'm projecting, but how do you see it coming at you?
I see it coming at us with a lot of joy, and it's going to be a great day because we've surrounded ourselves with professionals. Mm-hmm. We have a logistics company that's really handling all the logistics of the walk and the whole event, from the police to the medical staff to the cons. We have a real concert promoter coming there, a real stage, real engineers. We have everything in place. What we really need, and what's going to make this thing successful, and we haven't mentioned this is promoted in the Rooms Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. This is all tax deductible. Whatever you contribute or donate, if you can't walk, please donate as much as you can that makes you feel good so others can walk in your place that can't afford it.
Where do they go to donate, RT?
Rallyforrecovery.org. And let me just say this. We pulled off a great thing with our friends at Ed Hardy. Now, everyone knows Ed Hardy, tattoo designs. Ed Hardy has designed a special In the Rooms Rally for Recovery t-shirt, an Ed Hardy t-shirt, that we have on rallyforrecovery.org and intherooms.com. It's a fundraiser. It is tax deductible. There's only 150 of these t-shirts made in the world. When they're done, they're done. Go on and order them. Help support us. Again, it's all tax deductible. And come and join us for the best event, recovery event of the year, the Rally for Recovery.
And I'm here live to say that Chris D. from the First Step Sober House called me and let me know that he wants two of those shirts. So we're going to talk afterwards, and he's going to get together with you guys and cut you a check.
Okay.
So he wants two of those shirts. And
you better hurry. They're running out.
They're running out now.
The extra, no, seriously, the extra larges are just about gone.
Are they really?
Oh,
that's what
yeah.
he needs, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm putting in the order right now. Okay, that's an order.
All right.
Listen, you got the understanding that the money is being collected. The shirts are all things that the money's coming into the 501c3, but understand what that money's used for. It's used for educational purposes. It's used to carry a message to people that would not necessarily get the message. So that money is not going for lifestyle. That money is going for truly 100% helping people and going back into the community. And that needs to be said because, you know, there's nonprofit organizations out there that, you know, have to pay their bills and pay everything and pay, and that's not what they're doing. And they said that on the last show.
Yeah, we take no salaries. There are no expenses. I mean, this is a
no
very,
rent.
Yeah, very unusual foundation.
Mm-hmm.
This is just to do good. That's our purpose.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's the old foundations of the past. I don't know if you know those phone guys that used to be on the phone that would say, you know, give us money, and we'll donate it, and they would donate 10%. That's not how this one works. This one is 100%. Truly 100%. So take the time, make your donations, come out, see us, hang out with us, have some fun, and most importantly, enjoy the rest of your day. If you're driving down the street right now, you fit into that category of hopeless and helpless, 877-799-8773. If you're looking for help or you need somebody that knows somebody that needs help, call that number, 877-799-8773. You can also call 954-826-4920. That's 954-826-4920. And we will do everything humanly possible to find you a place. And I don't care if you have nothing or you're in Park Place, we will help you do whatever you need to do. We thank you for listening to our show today. We are out of time, and we will talk to you tomorrow at, of course, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll be back then. Thanks for a great show.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.